And that is that this shows again that these pipelines, no matter how much Enbridge says they're safe and no matter how much the government tries to ensure their safety, that pipelines always leak at some point. And with all the focus on Line 5, which runs eventually through the Straits of Mackinac, even with all that focus, they've found a small leak. That kind of risk is not one we can afford to take with Michigan's future for a pipeline that carries 23 million gallons a day on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac. It's 61 years old and never been replaced. This purportedly small leak in Line 5 just underlines the danger of having a large oil pipeline on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac.
Are you surprised that it happened now? And this, I mean, this is a time where Line 5 is under, and Enbridge is under, quite a lot of scrutiny.
Am I surprised? Unfortunately, no. I mean, because all pipelines leak. If in fact this is a tiny pinhole leak, then there's certainly good news in that it's not a big rupture that's damaged a lot of land and water. So it's good news. It's nothing like the Kalamazoo River oil spill. But it's bad news because it just demonstrates that no matter how much the scrutiny is placed on any pipeline, that pipelines leak. Line 5 leaks, and that's an imminent danger for the Great Lakes.
The Michigan Pipeline Task Force met yesterday. Were you at that meeting, and do you know exactly what's going on with them right now?
I was not at that meeting. We have testified and provided information to that group in the past, it's actually a very good development that the state did set up a task force to look at pipelines generally, and specifically at Line 5 and where it crosses the Straits of Mackinac. So that's a good development, and we're very pleased that the task force is gathering testimony from a wide variety of sources, gathering information that it needs to make recommendations. We think it's going to be a relatively rapid process, which is good because we need to take action to make sure that the pipeline on the Straits is safe rerouted.
What do you think the task force can actually do to prevent leaks like this going forward?
Well, the task force includes the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and the Michigan Attorney General, so they have quite a lot of power. In terms of what they can do, they can order pipelines replaced. I believe they can order pipelines rerouted. It could be a bit of a heavier lift for them to order a complete rerouting of the pipeline everywhere, but we believe they have the authority to do that, at least for the pipeline that is under the Straits of Mackinac. So there's a great range of things they could do. In addition to ordering more frequent maintenance, more frequent inspections, and the like.
Does this small reported pinhole leak, does it change your view overall of the security of Line 5?
We knew from our experts, we knew from history that all pipelines leak. They all leak eventually. Some leak more frequently than others. Sometimes the leaks are larger. So this pinhole leak is unfortunately not a surprise. It simply demonstrates that you can't put pipelines in places where a leak would be unthinkable or catastrophic. So you can't put a pipeline in a place like the Straits of Mackinac where a leak would do damage that would which we never recover from.